The following program is sponsored by Scoop USA Media. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Here we go. Glad to be with you once again at WWDBAM. We are Talk 860 on the dial. I am your host for this portion of the broadcast day, the Inside Scoop here at WWDB. Thera Martin, glad to be with you on this day. Oh boy, what a day, what a day it is. It's Wednesday, July the 24th of 2024, and here we go. For the next hour, we want to share information with you that hopefully can help lift up someone you know, or maybe some other information that you can share along the way. My guest today at 8:05 this morning, we're looking forward to talking with Mr. Rick Kennedy. He is the president and founder of Odd One LLC. They offer video security services along with some other services as well. Mr. Kennedy, he will offer advice on home and business security plans. I actually meant to ask him, did he want to be on Zoom, and I'd never sent him the Zoom link. So if you happen to talk to him, if you call him, if he wants to be on Zoom, send him the Zoom link. We can see him and hear him as well. But listen, you can check out this program on www.wwdbam.com on their website. You can certainly listen old school on the radio at 860 AM. You can listen on an Alexa device if you have one. Just say, Alexa, play WWDB, and she will go right there. There are so many ways that you can check out what we have going on at this radio station, WWDB. So anyhow, we look forward to talking with Rick Kennedy this morning. And we want to talk about security in our homes and security in our work sites. He owns a business that does video security camera installation, but he does some other things as well with his business. It's called Odd One LLC. Odd One LLC. And I was introduced to Mr. Rick Kennedy and Odd One LLC through the City of Philadelphia Department of Commerce. They have a select group of vendors who they utilize and who they encourage people who have businesses in the City of Philadelphia, particularly along official business quarters, to utilize pre-selected businesses that do the kinds of services that we need for video security cameras, installation, and things like that. And so I am looking forward to talking with Rick Kennedy this morning, not so much to just talk about doing video security installation for small businesses, but more in general. We want to pick his brain this morning and find out from him some of the tips that we all can use to make our homes or our places of business more safe. And then you take somebody like me who really doesn't know about video security cameras. So if I go to a store, I won't name any names because they're not advertising on this show, but, you know, go to some of the big stores and to purchase a video security camera for my home, or even to order it online or, through Amazon or what have you, I don't know exactly what am I looking for. What's the best camera I should get? Because there's a ton of selections, right? So you want to do the best selection for you. And so rather than try to figure it all out on our own, why not have an expert talk with us? And that's why we've asked Mr. Rick Kennedy to be our guest in just a few minutes right here on the Inside Scoop here at WWDBAM. Let me talk for a moment about the founder of the Inside Scoop radio show. She is the publisher and owner of Scoop Media. She's not the founder of Scoop Media. R. Sunny Driver founded the Scoop newspaper, I guess about 60 years ago now. He passed away about 7 years ago, and it was at that time that Cherie Darden stepped up to the plate, and she said, I can hit that ball out of the park. I will be the new owner of the Scoop. I'll be the publisher. And she stepped up and she took over the newspaper. But also, just so you know the history, it's not like she just showed up 7 years ago and started doing the paper. Cherie Darden had been working under the leadership and direction of the original founder and publisher and owner of the paper, Sunny Driver, for over 20 years. So she was well-seasoned and ready to take on the role as publisher. I just want to take my hats off to her today. I appreciate her so very much. It is because of Sheree Darden that I'm sitting here hosting this program today, The Inside Scoop. So we thank you, sis, for having faith in us and believing that we could carry on the Scoop newspaper message on the Inside Scoop radio program and all that we have going on with the Scoop Media USA. I tell you, we got some good stuff going on with the Scoop. If, by chance, you don't have a subscription to the Scoop newspaper, well, I don't know what you're waiting for. You need to get one today. The price to get the Scoop delivered to your home, very, very reasonable. I mean, it just doesn't cost a lot at all. And so I encourage you to call the Scoop newspaper today and say, hello, I heard Thera Martin hosting the Inside Scoop radio show on WWDB. And she was suggesting that we all need to have a subscription to the Scoop. That's right. That's right. I said it, and I'll say it again. You can get your subscription to the Scoop 52 weeks. Have the newspaper delivered right to your door, to your home or your place of business, whatever address you give the Scoop newspaper. They'll mail it there. $75 for a year. You can't beat that with a stick. And you'll know all about what's happening in the community in the tri-state area of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, because we don't just cover Philadelphia with the Scoop. We cover three states for sure. And so we encourage you to call the Scoop newspaper today at 215-309-3139. That's 215-309-3139. Call them and tell them, I need me a subscription to the Scoop newspaper because I want to stay on point with all the important things that are happening in the African-American community, most specifically in the tri-state area. And more generally, I want to know what's going on in the news because we cover all the news as best we can. All right. So we wanted to get that out there to the universe. We encourage you. We encourage you. We encourage you again and again and again to make for sure you get your subscription to the Scoop newspaper because that's what's up. We want you to stay on point with all that Sheree Darden, our proud publisher of The Scoop, all that she is doing and producing and putting in the newspaper each and every week. It is now 8:07 in the morning, and Rick Kennedy, he will be joining us shortly, God willing. He's got his antennas on, and he's just dusting off his phone so that he can talk with us this morning. He is the owner of The Odd One LLC, The Odd One LLC. They do video security camera installation, and they do some other kinds of services as well, and we want to talk about that this morning. But in particular, in terms of our homes and our places of business, I wanted Mr. Rick Kennedy to talk to us about what kinds of cameras should we get? What's the best thing to purchase and buy? And so we are excited about having the opportunity to talk with him. Ah, yes, yes, yes. My producer is trying to connect. Rick, where you at, Rick? We're trying to get you up on the air right now to talk with us on WWDB. Well, let me just go to some of the top news stories that have been breaking the headlines since we closed our eyes overnight. Vice President Kamala Harris, she's drumming up support from delegates in Pennsylvania and across the country as she tries to deter any challenges to her bid to become the Democratic nominee. This comes after President Joe Biden dropped out of the 2024 presidential race, endorsing Harris as the next presidential nominee. Now, on Monday of this week, the Pennsylvania delegation to the Democratic National Convention held an emergency meeting to determine pledged delegates for Harris. The delegation unanimously pledged its 159 votes to Harris one day after Biden made his historic announcement. Now, Pennsylvania State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta, who is also a candidate for Auditor General, was among the delegates on that virtual call. He said, while members were grateful for the effort Biden had put in until the very end, they were pumped for the shot of enthusiasm Harris has injected into the party. You can feel it in the air. The excitement is there. For Kamala Harris and her candidacy as president of the United States, believing that she will be the presumptive nominee on the Democratic ticket. Kamala Harris has a vision and a record of making life better for working families all across the country, Malcolm Kenyatta said. She is going to be our nominee. Let's make that crystal clear, end quote. Kenyatta said, now is time for Democrats to unite as a party following weeks of infighting about whether Biden should continue in the race. It was getting really bad. The morale was low. The Democratic Party was looking very messy and ununited and fractured, and it was scary. But now there's a whole new breath of fresh air and a new energy I believe I'm seeing and hearing for the Democratic Party and for all Democrats nationwide. Now, after several days of isolation, President Joe Biden, he's set to leave Delaware. He actually left Delaware yesterday afternoon, to head back to Washington, D.C. From there, he says he'll head out on the campaign trail with Vice President Kamala Harris. He's also set to address the nation tonight at 8 p.m. from the Oval Office. And he will address the nation on what lies ahead and how he will finish the job for the American people, he said in a statement on X, Twitter. The last time we saw Biden was shortly after his COVID-19 diagnosis. Since then, the 81-year-old president has been recovering at his home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. This is also where he ultimately made the decision to drop out of the 2024 presidential race. Now, late Monday afternoon just passed, we heard from Biden for the first time since he made that announcement. He called in to campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware, where Vice President Kamala Harris was making an appearance, her first appearance as the candidate on the Democratic side for president, the presumptive nominee. And so she went to meet with all of her campaign staff for the first time as the person who is actually going to be running for the White House for president. Now, not just vice president, but president. Now all eyes are on Harris, who Biden had endorsed as a Democratic nominee. She has also received support from delegates in Pennsylvania and across the country. Now she will hit the campaign trail as she works to get the support of voters. And so far, so good. It's looking good for Kamala Harris. Over the next 106 days, we are going to take our case to the American people, and we are going to win, she said at her campaign headquarters. Former President Trump took to Truth Social Monday, sharing polls to show his lead over Harris. Joe Biden will go down as the worst president in the history of the United States. Kamala, our horrible and incompetent border czar, will be worse, he said in a post. That post from Donald Trump. Yeah, he said he was going to keep things positive. He was saying that unity and, unifying the country. He was saying that last week during the Republican National Convention. But these kind of words right here doesn't sound like unification to me. Anyway, you're listening to The Inside Scoop here at WWDB. I am your host, Thera Martin. This is Talk 860, and I am delighted to present to some and to introduce to others my newsmaker who just joined me on the line. I'm talking about none other than Rick Kennedy. He is the proud owner of Odd One LLC. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Thera. How you doing?
I am well today. How you doing?
Oh, not bad. Not bad at all.
Okay, well, listen, I was telling my listening audience that I met you through the City of Philadelphia Department of Commerce, and I am so glad I did. Your company is absolutely amazing and wonderful. I would note that you are an African-American owned and operated company in Philadelphia, and I know one of the things that you do, and you're top notch at it, and that is the installation of video security cameras. What else does Odd One LLC do, Rick?
Well, besides we're doing security cameras, we're also a general contractor. We do residential and commercial renovations, total, ground-up house builds. We do a lot of work with the Commerce Department in those endeavors as well. We do what is called the SIP program, the Storefront Improvement Program, with the city. So we have done, a ton of those as well.
And you got to be good when you get the nod from the Commerce Department. You're not just some fly-by-night contractor who you hope might show up, maybe show up. Oh, they might do a good job. You have been what they call vetted. You and a number of other companies that the Commerce Department utilizes, and they share that list of professional seasoned companies with people like me, a business corridor manager, so that we can select who we would like to have and come and do things for us. But I have been very impressed with the work of Odd One LLC.
We thank you so much. We aim to please. We believe in giving out the best work, on time, to be on the job site, getting everything done the way it's supposed to be, and to communicate with all our clients.
And so, yeah, that's the other thing I like about Odd One LLC. So, let's say I want to go and buy video security cameras for my home. I don't know nothing about no video security cameras. If I go to the store, there's probably like 200 different models of video security cameras. So what should I do? I don't know which one to get. So rather than pick the wrong thing or get wrong advice from somebody who may not be an expert like a Rick Kennedy, I want to call a Rick Kennedy at Odd One LLC, pay you and let you do what you do. You are the expert and you would know what would be best for a residential home as compared to a business. Where what's the best place to put the cameras? What's the best angle to put the cameras? You just don't want to pick any old body to throw your cameras up, correct?
Oh, definitely correct. We'll come in and assess everything. Take a look where you should we should get them, where you should put them at, what type of equipment you should get, and how it would benefit you and your home or your business.
And then, on top of that, you do some training, right?
Yes.
Because I still like, okay, so if something happens and I want to review and see, well, who is that in my house and whatnot, then you have already trained your clients. You show them how to work the equipment. And then if they have a hiccup and maybe don't remember something that you showed them, they can call you up and they'll be able to get one of your professional staff members at Odd One LLC, right?
Oh, correct. Yes, yes. We definitely train you. And again, most people are not going to remember it. You remember how to use it or anything else, you can definitely give us a call.
Yeah.
We can walk you through it, you know, or we can even come out and help you out as well. You know? So that's not even a problem for our clients.
Okay. Now, how long has Odd One LLC been in existence?
We've been in existence 2018. The company itself, I had worked with, I've been in the business in the general contracting business for maybe about 15 years. I was renovating houses, buying and renovating, buying and selling, renovating houses. And I've also been in technology for a long time. So I bridged the gaps between the both.
Yes.
And that's why we're able to help everybody else.
Technology and video security cameras and all that, they go hand in hand. They absolutely go hand in hand. So something else that people need to know. So if you want to go and you want to purchase a video camera for your home, I need to get me a video camera. They need to understand that in order for the camera to work at its fullest extent, it needs to be on the internet too. Is that correct?
That's correct. You should have Wi-Fi internet or internet access into your property. So anywhere that you're at, you can be able to access your cameras, look at old footage, report anything that's going on. You definitely, it's a plus to have that.
Now, I know that with the Philadelphia Police Department, we have been told that if you register your camera for businesses, now I'm talking about businesses. I'm skipping around back and forth between businesses and residential. But if you you get your camera registered, then that way the police can be even more helpful in trying to track and see what happened when a crime was committed, right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. But here's the misconception that some of these business owners have when you say the police are going to be involved with the program or the business or think they can track them in their business. And that's incorrect. They got to ask you permission to come out and get your footage off on a flash drive. So basically what the program is, it's basically identification of where the cameras are. Say a crime happened on your corridor, 22nd Street, and it's happened at your office. Well, somebody got robbed, a store break-in, a car crash, whatever, and they get the call in the area. So the state cam program, we got the call at this particular address. There is a security camera registered here. So what they'll do, they'll give you a call. Hey, we understand there's been a break-in. We see that you have a security camera in the area of where the incident happened. Can we come out and take a look at your camera?
Yes.
And it's up to you to say yay or nay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but since you are in a program, it's good for you to do that. You have the extra protection, you know. So they'll come out, talk with you, and tell you what they need. And you're, and of course, after our training on showing you how to use it, you'll be able to go back in time to look at their footage of what they needed, and they can save it on a flash drive, and then help out with the incident.
And that makes sense to me. I couldn't imagine being afraid to, have the police plugged into your security cameras, particularly for people in business, because it is a heightened level of security in my head. That's what I would think.
Right.
So now, for people who are listening right now, and they may be a business owner, and they might not be on an official business quarter in the city of Philadelphia, but they still know that they need help. They would like to secure their storefront a little bit better, perhaps, than it is. And you know what? I can't tell you, Rick, how many businesses I go and visit. Not just on 22nd Street, different parts of the city. And they got these all behind cameras that look like they bought them 20 years ago. And you know they're not hooked up. They're just up there. It's just for the look. I just want people to think I have video. That's crazy.
Right.
Don't fake it. Don't fake it. You need to have real video cameras that work.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times, and business owners change all the time, especially in the actual addresses, because they written the properties or whatever the case may be. So they might leave old equipment laying around, laying there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we come in and assess everything, it's like, well, you know, we're asked to do these work. You know, that these been here since we rented the property to start our business in here. Now, we got to get you some new equipment, you know, so it can, you know, properly work and you can feel safe in your business.
One of the other things that I find seems to be holding some business owners up, maybe from jumping on some of the great programs that the City of Philadelphia Department of Commerce has, particularly with the video security cameras, they're offering, they'll pay 75% if you're on an official business quarter. They'll pay 75% of your costs to have video security cameras installed, and you just have to pay the 25%. They were offering 100% free, 100% free for the hardest hit business quarters in our city, the quarter that I work for, North 22nd Street being one of them. And it disappointed me, Rick, and it surprised me that we didn't have an overflow. Like, I'm talking, if we have 100 businesses that are up and operating along the North 22nd Street business quarter, I'd expect all 100 to be calling me saying, Thera, give me that man, what's that man's name, Rick Kennedy, give me his number. And we didn't have that. We had some. We had some who did take advantage of the program. Free, 100% paid for, free. But then there were others that I just knew they would call and try to get in on the opportunity, and they let it slide on by.
Let it slide. Yeah, you know what? And when we first started the program, we started the program in, I think, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And we was in the kitchen section. This was the first area that they was doing 100%.
Wow. Yes.
And Kensington is a very, very hard-hit area.
Yes, yes, yes.
Crime, drug use, overdose, and everything else. And we were working, we were hand-to-hand talking with the businesses, me and my wife. We'll go to these businesses and talk with them. And it was funny that they think that this was a gimmick and that y'all want something from me. No, we're trying to help you out.
Right, right.
The city is trying to help you out. The city believes that there was an issue going on in your area. We want to give you some type of tool to, you know, to kind of combat that. And, you know, it was tooth and nails down in that area, and basically all over.
You know,
I'm finding that the businesses don't want to pay, don't put nothing out. They don't want to put no money out.
Yep, they want everything free. They want a free camera, and then they expect you to give them free internet, too.
Right. And then now we're giving you, the city of Philadelphia is giving you the free cameras, and you do not take advantage of it. You know, so I guess it's the education or fear of
Big Brother watching me.
Right. And that's like the biggest thing.
Oh,
no,
God.
This is for you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Again, I must say, the city of Philadelphia does not have access to the equipment that is given to you.
Mm-hmm.
It is yours to do the way you wanted to use
yes.
it. As well as the Philadelphia Police Department. They do not have access to your equipment. Mm-hmm. It is yours. They can't turn it on and look in what's going on in your business or none of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is something, a tool to protect you.
Wow.
That's it.
We've got Rick Kennedy on the line with us. He is the proud owner of Odd One LLC. I am so very glad that I had the opportunity to meet you. I'm so glad that you were able to come to North 22nd Street and certainly get the Allegheny West Foundation Business and Community Resource Center set up. We are secured with our video cameras. Your guy did a beautiful job of getting that installed for us. And I know you've done a whole bunch of other businesses along the corridor. Not as many as I want, because I want everybody to sign up. But guess what? As of July 31st, that free 100% paid for North 22nd Street and other hard-hit business corridors in the city. Y'all done blew it if you did. 31st, that's done. But it's okay. It is okay. There is still opportunities to come in under the 75% paid 5%. For, and then you just have to pay 25%. So now, repeat again what Odd One LLC, aside from the very, very important installation of video security cameras that you do as a part of Odd One LLC. You do general contracting work as well and SIP grant work.
That's correct. That is a biggie. If some of these owners do not understand and have that these programs that the City of Commerce have, that they're helping these businesses to strive and survive. But they do not know the tools that are available to them. They got all kind of programs. Like I said, the storefront improvement program. You can remodel your storefront, get new windows, doors, front facades, signage, lighting.
You just
do a whole mess of stuff.
Rick, you're making me think about what I dropped the ball on. I'll just confess on the radio, so now everybody knows I dropped the ball. I got to get back. I got to circle back to Captivating Kids Child Care Academy on North 22nd Street. Dr. Robin Cooper is the president and owner. She's also the president of a school union, the Public School Administrators Union, Local 502. So she's a big shot. She's a big shot, and she's on 22nd Street. We're so lucky we have Dr. Robin Cooper on North 22nd Street. But, yeah, she told me that she wants to do her whole front window, like, different. Like, so she wants a storefront improvement grant. I got to connect you two together so we can roll this thing forward, because she's been talking to me about it for a few months now. I dropped the ball. I got to get back on track with that. So we're about out of time. I just appreciate you so much, Brother Rick. I do.
Oh, no problem.
I appreciate you for coming to our business association meeting and talking to our business owners. I appreciate your patience with folks, because you got to have patience doing what you do, trying to convince people to take advantage of a free program or almost completely free program. What? Right. I got to beg you? Huh?
Yeah. And that's the challenge. That is the real challenge.
Yes.
Especially when it was 100%. It was a real challenge. Yeah. Like, you're wanting something from me when actually the City of Philadelphia is doing something very good in helping the community with these programs that they do have.
I am impressed with Odd One LLC. I like your style, sir. Mr. Rick Kennedy, that's my guest. Oh, before you go, is there a website and is there a phone number for people who want to reach out to hire you for your services?
Oh, sure. Our website is Odd One S. So it's spelled out ODD1S.com. That's the website. Our phone number is 215-648-1989. You can also text it as well. We answer any questions that you have. We'll come out and do free estimates and take a look at your business and see how we can help.
Give me that phone number one more time, that golden number for Odd One LLC.
215-648-1989.
All right, I got it. 215-648-1989. That's how you get Odd One LLC. You looking to get some video security cameras in your home or your place of business? You getting used to looking to get some other kind of work done? You know who to call. Mr. Rick Kennedy, Odd One LLC, 215-648-1989. Have a wonderful day ahead, Rick, and I can't wait till we hook up again and see each other and talk about what we're going to do next to continue lifting up our community.
Oh, man, thank you, Q. Have a great day.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, that's Odd One LLC. That's what we were talking about in our first segment on our program today. It is now 8:29 in the morning, and this is the Inside Scoop here at WDBAM Talk 860. I am your host, Thera Martin. Tomorrow, Inside Scoop Part 2 comes your way, 12 noon to 1 in the afternoon. Sheree Darden is the regular host of the Inside Scoop part two on Thursdays. And I did not talk to her in the last, say, 24 hours. We usually talk at least once a day. But I didn't talk to her, so I don't know if we're going to have a live show tomorrow or a broadcast show. But we'll be on from 12 noon till 1 p.m. The Inside Scoop right here at WWDB. Alrighty, so our commissioner, Omar Sabir, he said he is going to call in, so he'll connect with us very shortly. But meanwhile, I got another story or two I want to try to get out and share with you. This story, new leaders in New Jersey, they are in talks. Get this. They're in talks with the 76ers, hoping to convince them to move across the Delaware River to the Garden State. Mm-mm. I don't like that. Sixers, 76ers, that's Philadelphia.
Weren't they supposed to go to Chinatown?
Yeah, well, they're still It's a work in progress. But yeah, I this is just theory talking. This is not the opinion of the owners or the management of this station, just me. But I'm saying let's keep the 76ers arena and their training spaces and all that in Philadelphia. Why not? Anyway, all of this, these talks come amid stalled plans for the proposed Sixers arena in Center City, Philadelphia, Chinatown. A spokesperson for the Sixers say they want their own arena, and now it's just a matter of where. Philadelphia 76ers owner Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment has been working for years on proposals to build a new arena in Center City, but with negotiations still up in the air, New Jersey is once again drawing up a game plan. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he's approaching these conversations with conviction, he says. We're blessed with a good relationship with these guys, both the owners and the professionals who run the Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment, and they own the Devils and the Sixers, among other assets, said Murphy. The Sixers already moved their practice facility and corporate headquarters to Camden. That was in 2016. I knew that. This is not news to me. I knew that, right? We've been observing the lack of progress in Philadelphia, and we said, you know what? We're going to raise this with them, and we're serious about it. And they seem to be serious about it, too, said Murphy. Another serious conversation has been putting the arena on the East Market Street corridor, which would stand on the edge of Chinatown. And there's been, you know, a lot of mixed reactions about that. People who live in Chinatown, who have business in Chinatown, they are not happy with the concept or the idea at all. But on the other hand, there's a lot of people who say we need a burst of new life and new energy coming into Center City, Philadelphia, and to put an arena there that will take care of all our problems. Mm-hmm. It's 8:32 in the morning, and guess what? Some in the GOP are signaling there may be legal challenges to Vice President Kamala Harris and her run for the White House. Now the President Joe Biden has stepped down from the race, right? Republican legal experts and think tanks such as the Heritage Foundation, which wrote that Project 2025 plan, by the way, they're questioning Harris's ability to access the Biden-Harris campaign coffers. Others, including Congressman Steve Scalise, says it's wrong for Harris to assume the top line of the ticket after 14 million state primary voters cast ballots for Biden. But any lawsuit to stop Harris from taking Biden's campaign cash or taking his place on the ballot will be a doomed effort, three nonpartisan experts are telling Business Insider, okay, on the Inside Scoop. We're listening to Business Insider. I just don't think that there are shenanigans that are likely to work, said Dan Wiener, an election law and campaign finance expert at the Brennan Center for Justice. Those who may seek to challenge Harris's claim on the Biden-Harris campaign funds could argue that Federal Election Commission rules dictate that she has no claim to the campaign's money. Oh, boy, this could go on.
I was going to say, I was talking with my mom yesterday, mm-hmm. and we were talking about the election, and she was saying, you know, I'm kind of like, it's going to be different if we get a woman as a president because it's, you know, she's like, we need more women.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a good idea, though. I mean, having a woman as a president, I mean, it's a different look.
It's about time. I've never had one before, so let's check it out, I would think. But one of the interesting things is I was watching Joy Reid on MSNBC on her show last night. She was suggesting, along with one of the guests that she had on her show, well, maybe it could be a Kamala Harris-Gretchen ticket, the governor of the state of Michigan, two women, president and vice president. I don't see that happening. And then the other one was some people were saying, well, we could have Kamala Harris for president, and then we could have the governor from Maryland, Les Moore, for vice president, two African-Americans. I don't see that happening either. I just don't see it happening. To me, that's a waste of time of conversation. I just don't think our country is ready for two women to be in the two top slots. And I don't think our country is ready for two African-Americans to have the two top slots of decision-making, of being the chief commander-in-chief for our nation. That's just what I'm thinking. So we'll see how the cookie crumbles. Decisions have not been etched in stone yet. Our governor from Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, is looking very good. All the news reports from all the networks I'm watching and reading their stories online, Josh Shapiro is one of two high up. Looking well, like they're being vetted as we speak. Their paperwork has been turned in. They're being vetted, and we'll see what happens.
I think that would be cool. I mean,
I would be excited personally to see Josh Shapiro, and I actually really like him. There's been some people of late who seem to have a problem with Josh because of some remarks that he made about Israel and the Hamas war. I have been in the presence of our governor on a number of occasions. I was in his presence back when he was running for Pennsylvania State Attorney General, long before he even knew he would be the governor of Pennsylvania. And I like him. I actually like him. Like, he was really approachable, easy to talk to, just very human, very likable. And so I may not agree with all of his stances as it relates to Israel and the Hamas war. I just want that war to be over. I want it to be over. The thought of innocent women and children and senior citizens getting shot down and blown up, and all, that's not.
He's been on a couple radio shows. He was on a radio show here like a few months ago. Like, I think it was like last year. And he seems like a nice, genuine guy.
He is. I like him a lot. I think he would be a great president one day for our nation. I think he would be a great vice president for our nation. And I think he's doing a pretty darn good job as our governor. I am proud of Josh Shapiro and what he's done thus far. And they are looking at him real seriously, real seriously. Now, if that happens, if that twist were to happen, who would be in line to take over in Pennsylvania? I was thinking to myself before I checked out my homework that it would be the Speaker of the House, Joanna McClinton. Wrong, not. We got a lieutenant governor in Austin Davis. He's 34 years old. He was a state representative before he became the lieutenant governor when Josh Shapiro handpicked him to be his running mate, to be his lieutenant governor. Austin Davis, if Josh Shapiro is selected as the Democratic nominee for vice president and Kamala Harris and Josh pull a win out of this thing come November the 5th, after all the votes are counted, all the votes are in, then that means Josh would, of course, have to resign from his position as governor post haste. He doesn't have to resign right now. If he is selected now, Josh Shapiro does not have to resign from being the governor. He can just go on and go out there and campaign with Kamala and still do all that he can do to run the state of Pennsylvania. But if they win, if the Democrats win, he's got to resign. And that means a 34-year-old Austin Davis, who is an African-American, he would make history by being the youngest governor ever for the state of Pennsylvania, and also by being the first African-American governor of Pennsylvania. And he has another distinction right now. Austin Davis is the youngest lieutenant governor in the nation. I've met him. I've interviewed him here. He was on the air here with me at WWDB about a year ago. I had met him during Black History Month. The Black Clergy of Philadelphia Vicinity, they were doing a special program, and they gave out about 10, 12 awards that day. I got an award that day. Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis got an award that day. And when the program was over, I approached him, and I said, listen, I do a program over at WWDB. Would you be my guest one day? And I didn't think he would say yes right away. He said yes right then and there, gave me the contact information to reach his press person to set it up and make it happen. And it did. So, yeah, Austin Davis has been with us on the air. And I think it's about time for me to get him back on the air to talk some more. And Lord knows if Governor Josh Shapiro is selected to be the Democratic nominee for vice president, things going to get hot. And I'm going to have to put Austin Davis in my pocket so I can keep him on speed dial to reach him, to be able to talk to him, and to bring him to the microphones of this radio station where we do the Inside Scoop at WWDB AM Talk 860. All righty, my next guest should be joining us in just a moment or two. I'm talking about our city commissioner who is the chairman of the Philadelphia City Commissioners, Mr. Omar Sabir. Want to talk to him about GOTV, Get Out the Vote. Getting people registered to vote, revving people up so that they can be prepared and ready to go into their polling place on Election Day, Tuesday, November the 5th, and cast their ballots for the candidates of their choice. Also, got to remember, there are people who are going to vote before Election Day because we are in a progressive keystone state, the state of Pennsylvania, where we have vote by mail. And so Commissioner Omar Sabir will join us momentarily, and he'll give us the information that we need to have to remind people what you need to do. So you'll be ready. Be ready to hit the ground running. Be ready to talk to your neighbors about getting out the vote. Be ready to talk to your family members about exercising your right to vote. Be ready to talk to complete strangers if you need to about voting. This is do or die time in America. Will we have a Republican in the White House? Will we have a Democrat back in the White House for another 4 years? That remains to be seen. Everything is up in the air, but I tell you what, you better pay attention because a lot is happening in our nation right now. And what do you want our nation to look like? Okay, what do you want our nation to look like? We are having a bit of a challenge getting a hold of Commissioner Omar Sabir. I'm believing we will still talk with him. He did send me a text message this morning saying he would join us. But I know how these elected officials get busy. They get busy. And somebody who is dealing with voting and voter registration and the climate we're in right now and all this stuff that's happening, it's like we're on a ride, like a roller coaster ride, and it's going fast and it's happening. It's like, you got to just hold on tight and hang in there. So I'm holding on tight and hanging in there. I'm believing that Omar will be able to join me. Commissioner, Mr. Chairman of our city commissioners will join us before we have to say goodbye. We've got about 14, 15 minutes before we got to get out of the way and make way for one of the other great dynamite programs that is broadcast here at WWDB. But yeah, meanwhile, the other thing I got to tell you about, what day is this? It's Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, and that means we've got a free food giveaway happening at the Allegheny West Foundation outside in front of the Panatti Recreation Center. We are at 3101 North 22nd Street. That's right, at 22nd and Clearfield, in the heart of the Allegheny West neighborhood of North Philadelphia. We will start distributing food at 10 o'clock this morning, and we'll go to all the food supplies are gone. And let me tell you something. People start lining up over there at like 8 o'clock in the morning when we do those free food giveaways. And I don't like the lines. I don't like seeing people have to wait too long. If I could have my way, we would do it like boom, 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 boom. We would be so fast. But the reality is, it takes a couple of minutes to get things done. One of the things that we do ask is that people fill out a sheet of paper. Just put your name, your address, and how many people are in your household. You don't have to show ID. You don't have to give us your firstborn grandchild or anything like that. We try to make it as simple as possible for you to get this free food that Allegheny West Foundation and our volunteers and staff distribute on Wednesdays outside in front of the Panatti Recreation Center, 3101 North 22nd Street. We are out there till all the food supplies are gone every Wednesday, till the food supplies are gone. And we get a great haul on Wednesdays. That's the most exciting day when we do food giveaways, in my humble opinion, at the Allegheny West Foundation, because we have a food truck that comes by way of Blessings of Hope Food Ministry out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, straight out of the farms of Lancaster. We come to you with fresh foods, fresh vegetables. We'll have meat on that truck often. We'll have eggs. We'll have milk. We'll have juice. Oh, boy, we'll have it going on Wednesdays with the Allegheny West Foundation when we do our free food giveaway. So I just encourage you, if you are one of those people who is low on food, you know your refrigerator is empty. You know your cabinet's only got one canned good, maybe one box of some kind of starch, or spaghetti or macaronis or something like that. But you're low on food and you're not getting any more money until August 1st, August 2nd, August 3rd. You do not have to sit there and just be worried. You do not have to sit there and be hungry. Come on over to 3101 North 22nd Street, Allegheny West Foundation. Who else makes it happen for us? Because we can't do it by ourselves. Allegheny West Foundation cannot do it by ourselves. We got partners in Philadelphia City Councilwoman Cindy Bass, 8th Council District. In Pennsylvania State Senator Sharif Street, 3rd Senatorial District. Then we've got New Cortland that partners with us and puts money on the table to help Allegheny West Foundation purchase the food that we in turn give away. And we have Share Food Program. We've got Phil Abundance and, again, Blessings of Hope and Sharing is Caring Food Program to lift us up so we can lift people up in our community. We got food today, free food, 3101 North 22nd Street. Come on out and get that free food today. Our chairman of the Philadelphia City Commissioners, he's on the Newsmaker line right now. Good morning to you, Commissioner Omar Sabir.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thanks for having me.
And, absolutely.
So excited to be here.
I thank you for popping in on the show. We are in a time of urgency right now. I know November's a few months away, but that's like right around the corner. I don't want anybody to take anything for granted. People need to get registered to vote. If people want to vote by mail, they need to take care of all of that right now. Tell them what they need to know, Commish.
Sure. I mean, it's just November. I mean, the way how we do elections now in Pennsylvania, you don't have to wait until November to cast your ballot. We have a special election in 201st Legislative District and the 195th Legislative District. So that special election will be September the 17th. And then, of course, that's going to be around the same exact time where our mail-in ballots will be mailed out to everybody. So you're going to be able to cast your ballot for the November the 5th election. You don't even have to wait till November the 5th. We're going to have satellite locations located all across the city of Philadelphia. You'll be able to walk in, request your ballot, fill out your mail-in ballot, and your civic duty will be done. So we are here. The voter registration deadline for all of those is October the 21st, 11:59 p.m. But like Dr. King said, we want you to do it now. We don't want you to wait until October to fill out your voter registration form. Because let's just say you may make a mistake on your voter registration form. We can fix it. We can cure it. So we want you to do it right now. As soon as you hear my voice right now, you want to encourage people. We have paper registration forms as well as everything electronically as well. So you can go to vote.phila.gov, and it takes less than 5 minutes to do your registration. I mean, literally. So if you're listening right now, everybody here that's listening on this radio show, you are now deputized commissioners. So I need you to spread the word about our elections. I need you to tell your family and friends that we need you to vote, and it's very important, and to go to vote.phila.gov. It's a real simple process, and we definitely want to target younger voters, 18 to 35. That's what we want to target. We want to let them know that it's critical for them to come out and vote.
I know that's right. And it was a week ago Monday that you held a very important press conference, Mr. Chairman. And you had other your commissioners standing around you and others who believe in getting out the vote and the democratic process. That on the heels of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. And during that press conference, what was your message to Philadelphia and to the world?
Oh, the message was very simple, is that number one, political violence and threats cannot stop our democracy. They tried it before from the onset when we saw Octavius Cattle being assassinated on election day. So political violence is nothing new, and they're trying to shake our faith, but our country is a lot stronger than that. And what makes our democracy strong is that when Americans vote. So we're calling on everyone to give your God-given and constitutional right to exercise your right to vote. Our elections are safe, simple, and secure, and they have always been. And we want to hear from you.
Yes.
Now, all of the data suggests that African-American and Latino voters will decide who's going to be the next president, who's going to have the balance of power in the Congress, United States Senate, and even our state house. So it's very critical that we get out and that we vote. And we have to understand that now is the time, and our time is now. It's a historic moment. So we cannot sit down and just wait. So, of course, yes, we talked about the assassination, but there's also been something historic as well. Sitting president, stepping to the side and allowing, you know, Vice President Kamala Harris to be there. You know, there's never been a woman elected ever in the history of our country for president. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, but it's a historic moment, and we don't want people to sit down and let this moment go by without doing anything about it.
I know that's right. Commissioner, I thank you so much for giving me just a few minutes of your valuable time this morning. And, you know, everybody's going to be leaning on you, I know, and your two other city commissioners to talk about GOTV, getting out the vote, being prepared, being ready to hit the ground running. Let's get this done. I know that we have to be a nonpartisan, and you're not trying to tell anybody who to vote for, but we can certainly tell you what to do. Register to vote and make for sure that you exercise your right on Election Day or before Election Day if you request a vote by mail ballot to come to your home.
Sure. Remember, everyone, the more you vote, the more you get.
I heard that. Have a great day ahead, Mr. Commissioner. We thank you so very much for making yourself available to us on the Inside Scoop at WWDB.
Anytime.
All right. We got 6 minutes left of our show. 6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 minutes. That's what we've got. And as we look at a couple of other news stories we wanted to get to before we closed out this hour, Philadelphia police, they're searching for three gunmen after a teenager was killed execution style yesterday afternoon. My Lord. It happened around 4 p.m. in the 1200 block of Van Kirk Street in the city's Oxford Circle section. Officers found the 16-year-old victim suffering from multiple gunshot wounds while lying on the ground behind a home on the block. He was rushed to an area hospital, where he later died. According to Philadelphia Police Chief Inspector Scott Small, three gunmen were seen chasing the victim while opening fire on him. After the victim collapsed in the driveway, video reportedly shows at least two of those gunmen standing over the teen while shooting at him just a few feet away. So it appears to be an execution-type homicide, since the shooters are seen on camera standing over the victim, and we also found multiple spent shell casings just inches away, said Small. More than 50 gunshots were fired. The suspects were last seen fleeing in a white sedan. The teenager's name has not yet been released as of yet. Our prayers and thoughts go to his family. I imagine they're devastated. Whether he was a good guy or a bad guy, family still loves you. I'm sure they're devastated. Anyone with information can call or text Philadelphia Police about this case at 215-686-TIPS. T-I-P-S. That's 215-686-T-I-P-S right here in Philadelphia. And that all-important weather forecast for today. Well, I mean, you know, I'm not going to complain about the weather. The temperatures are cooler than they have been, so I like to run with that, right? We're not 95. We're not 97 today. I will take it. In fact, it is 78 degrees outside right now along City Avenue and Presidential Boulevard here in this part of Philadelphia. So we got a sort of a refreshing feel happening today. More clouds and sun today with spotty downpours at times. Another muggy day, however, with a high of 84 degrees today. Tonight, cloudy and sticky. The best chance for passing showers is likely south of Philadelphia, a low near 70 degrees. And then on tomorrow, seasonable and humid again. Still cloudy as we wait A cold front? This front could prompt showers, storms for some through the afternoon and evening on tomorrow with a high of 85 degrees. And TGI Friday, you know you want to know about Friday, the end of the work week for some of us. Bright and sunny from the start. Perfect day for outdoor plans as humidity is much lower, a high of 86 degrees. This is the Inside Scoop, and we're almost out of time. You had something else you wanted to add for me, Mr. Robert? TJ?
I read that there's going to be a couple thunderstorms in a couple hours.
Okay.
For 50% of the area, though.
Okay.
On your phone, it says like 50%. That means I didn't realize, but it means 50% of the area. And yeah. I just realized that like last week.
Well, I am going to be praying that the rain will hold off till after our food giveaway, please God. but you know what? Rain or shine, we're there. We're out there. And if we have to, we'll set up tents. But that still won't cover everybody that's waiting to get the food. So folks, come with your umbrellas. Come prepared to deal with Mother Nature today. Whenever she dishes out, be ready for it. That's all I can tell you. Free food giveaway today. 3101 North 22nd Street in the heart of North Philadelphia, outside in front of the Panatti Recreation Center. Simultaneously, we're doing a free food giveaway at the Corinthian Baptist Church. That is at 6113 North 21st Street, where Reverend Robert Solomon is the senior pastor. Their food giveaway starts at 11 o'clock this morning, goes until 1 in the afternoon. And so I believe that if it starts raining heavy at the church, they will move things inside. At Panatti, we can't move things inside because we are getting ready to have that building torn down. We're trying to knock the building down, so we're moving things out, not putting putting things in. The building is really not ready for guests at all. So we're going to have to stay outside and just deal with the weather, the liquid sunshine, or whatever God and Mother Nature sends our way today. I just want to thank you so much for being on, listening to me today at WWDB. I want to thank Mr. Rick Kennedy, the proud owner of Odd One LLC, for coming on this morning and talking with us by telephone about the services that they provide. They do video security installation for businesses, for private homes, but he's also a general contractor. So they build homes, they gut houses out and make them beautiful again and modern and what have you. So Odd One LLC. You might want to check him out sometime. Mr. Rick Kennedy, for sure. We appreciate him. And we appreciate our chairman of our Philadelphia City Commissioners, Mr. Omar Sabir, for joining us on the air this morning to give us a little bit of reminders on getting ready for the big day, voting day, Tuesday, November the 5th. And you know, in Pennsylvania, you don't have to wait till November the 5th to vote. You can vote in advance of that, but you got to call and register and request a mail-in ballot to be sent to your home address. So let me give you the commissioner's phone number, 215-686-3462. 215-686-3462. I'll say it again. The Philadelphia City Commissioner's Office phone number. If you have questions about voting, voter registration, ordering a mail-in ballot so you can do it from the comfort of your home, you can call the city at 215-686-3462. That'll take you right to City Commissioner Omar Sabir's office. All right, folks, my closing music is on. That means I got to get out of here. Thank you so very much for being with me today on this Wednesday, July 24th, 2024 edition of The Inside Scoop here at WWDB. TJ, have a great rest of your week. Appreciate seeing you as always. And all of you out there, have a great one, everybody. Be safe and take care. Bye-bye.